Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to grudge bikes. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimal results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Chris, you're on.
Yes, okay. Good evening, fans. I would just like to wish a good evening to each and every one. This is Erica, and how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I guess we're going to go on and jump into the program, not waste a whole lot of time. Kind of want to start it off tonight, I guess, with the big My Rock race that's coming up. Is that this weekend scheduled?
My Rock, yes. It's this weekend.
Some of us. Right, I think that's this weekend. We had
it's in Maryland.
Okay. We had a few, people, I guess, wanted to talk about some lock-in races just for this race that's coming up. I guess we'll take this time now, if we have any callers that want to express or say anything about the My Rock race coming up this weekend, we can count a lot of time now.
We have a caller, 1708. Your mic is unmuted.
She what?
Hello? Caller 1708, 1708. Hi. Okay.
All right.
He must have pressed one on accident.
Oh, okay. You got anything going on over in the Georgia area this weekend? Or?
I know that there is a big race in Huntsville Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and there is a 590 class, and the payout is
$2,000.
I am trying to get my booty down there to Huntsville. And I also know that Valdosta is having something as well. So, you know, summertime, everybody's throwing races. But the weather is really crazy, so I don't really know if half of these races are going to even be going on.
Right, I do understand that.
So.
This race that you were saying in Huntsville, is that this Saturday, you say?
Yes, It's actually a Friday, okay. Saturday, Sunday, one of those test and tune Friday, qualifying Saturday, and then the race is on Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the payout is $2,000, so, you know, that's huge for anybody that's running 590s.
Okay. Cool. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
any more hands up to speak on? Anybody got any more announcements to make for his Trek openings this weekend, or?
Someone just pressed one. I'm going to go ahead and unmute. Last four, the number 8025. Your mic is unmuted.
2 Chainz.
Hello?
Yeah, there's 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz.
Yeah.
All right.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Hello. What's going on with you?
Hey, I got with that black and purple pooster always talking about racing you all the time. You say you skiing.
Racing who?
You.
Racing me?
Yeah.
A black and purple booster? Was it in South Carolina?
Yeah.
That beautiful one? Yes, I'm in love with that bike. It wants to race me?
Yeah, that big old ball with them titties.
Let's get it. I'll be back in South Carolina within the next, I think there's a race in sometime in September.
There's a race this Saturday at Union.
No, I won't be there this Saturday, but I'll be back up there in September. Ain't nobody scared of no booster.
What you mean by that?
Nobody scared of no booster.
Alright, ain't nobody, where everybody at tonight?
they're listening, but not many people are talking. So, you know, we just started, so people will start talking in a little bit.
Yeah, but that race at Union should be alright for you.
And that's this Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Okay. What's the payout looking like?
It's $1,000 outlaw.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay. And you're going to be there?
Yeah, 2 Chainz going to be there.
2 Chainz going to be there, okay. Well, we'll see what we can do. Because if I don't go to Huntsville, I might just make my way up to South Carolina. Union is a great track. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the last four numbers, 9709. Your mic is unmuted. 9709. Out of the 646. Okay. So, I know there's going to be some things that's going to be talked about what was going on Psycho Bike, just from all the messages I've been getting. So if anybody wants to kind of elaborate on that, hit one so we can discuss it, because I know that there's a lot of people that want to talk about it, and it would be nice to kind of get it out in the open and get it cleared up and see what other people think. Anybody wants to talk about that, clear up anything that's going on Psycho Bike?
Well, I would like to start, I guess, at least six opening in the floor with the Girls Bike Committee. Talking.
Yeah.
That was a hot topic there. So at this time, someone out there want to kind of elaborate on it, or do they have any ideas for creating this committee, or plans to, you know, go forward to try to establish, or just leave it alone?
So what about the listeners that actually don't know about it, who aren't on Psycho Bike? Actually, I'm not on Psycho Bike. I just heard it through word of mouth. If you can kind of talk about what exactly it is, and for the listeners that have not heard about it.
Well, I guess for some of the grudge races, well, in the previous months, maybe, you know, kind of something similar to with the heat that's been going on. I guess the races hadn't been popping off. People have been locking in races and not really racing. So a topic was suggested on Psycho Bike, you know, for us to maybe if we come up with a grudge bike committee that may, you know, kind of shed some light in, or either help some races pop off, or if you had to do a race or whatever, you could actually
go through the committee, and, you know, I guess they would go through their little process and say, yeah, hey, if the race should go on or whatever. But I was hoping some people kind of chimed in to kind of give an insight on how this of it as well. But I really didn't get the full detail on it, but I know at one time it was a hot topic on Psychobike, so we can kind of open the lines up now. Someone had a question, either, you know, had some info they just wanted to share on as far as with the Girls Bike Committee.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and unmute phone number 1401. Looks like they want to talk. Are you there, 1401? Hello? 229-1401? Okay. I think people are pressing one on accident.
Well.
Okay, someone else wants to talk.
Yeah.
Hello?
This 2 Chainz again.
What's up, 2 Chainz?
This the thing. Everybody in the grudge world broke in the motherfucker right now. So, the grudge stuff, gonna have to wait for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it real with you.
You
now,
said
I
everybody's
some
broke.
People are, some people out here don't want to accept the fact that ain't nothing changed. Damn Bush done got bamboozled, hoodwinked. So Obama trying to get us back, though. If y'all out here, y'all better vote for Obama. If you really want to be real with you, but ain't nobody got no money to be grudge racing right now. Because nobody, if somebody do race, it'd be a little $2,000 race, all that big stuff, over with. So that's why you don't need to, if you wanted to have a committee, it'd be a waste of time.
Okay, there it is. 2 Chainz out of South Carolina. There it is. We got a couple more people that wants to talk. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the mic of 708-1000. Your mic is unmuted.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Who's this?
This is CJ. I started that topic about the committee.
Cool. What's going on, CJ?
What's happening down there?
A lot of rain, a lot of thunder.
Keep it over there. Keep it away from Maryland.
So talk to us a little bit about this committee.
You know, I knew it wouldn't work, but I just wanted to put it out there. It doesn't really have to be that they say, all right, yeah, you got to race him. It's more like, hey, this guy wants to race this guy. What do you think? Is that fair or not? And it will pull some people's cards that will, you know what I mean, that you got excuses that don't want to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the committee says, listen, you got the same setup as them, what are you scared of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something
you
like
pretty
that.
Much keep the ball moving.
That's all. I mean, it's really, it wasn't really, I didn't think it was going to take off like that. I wasn't that serious when I, you know, wrote it, but. Because, you know, you can't tell another man to do anything, and you can't tell him, you know, to spend any of his money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. The game now is a lot different than it used to be. But me and Travis Wood, we're gonna do it at Maryland, and we don't need no lock-in. We don't need to talk about nothing. We said race, and we're going to race. That's it, and that's how it should be. But it ain't like that no more with everybody.
Okay. Now, when you were talking about the committee, was that a committee for just North Carolina, or were you talking about, like, nationwide?
No, the whole grudge scene. If you put four or five guys that are knowledgeable on the committee to say, hey, you know, 1,000s can really go this fast and boosters can go this fast, you might need a little something, you know what I mean? But, you know, I guess guys really don't want to hear that, so I don't know. I just like to hear what everybody thought about it, and it showed me what some people really think, and it's kind of fucked up, I think, because this game is, you know, not like it used to be.
Is it changing on you?
Well, since I've been doing it since the 80s.
Wow.
80s, 90s, O's, and now teens. 4 decades of this shit.
What's the difference that you can tell us that how grudge racing was in the 80s and how it is now?
Oh, man. Well, you know, technology plays a factor, but in the 80s, you know, you really had to ride the bikes. There wasn't, you know, the chassis weren't like they are. The clutches weren't like they are. There are no mm-hmm. tires like they are now. It was a mm-hmm. total different ball game. You really had to, you know what you were doing back then to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, they used to take bikes on the street, you know, with slicks and bars on them, and, you know, guys just don't do that no more.
Yeah. I see. Okay. So does anybody else want to kind of voice their opinion on the committee? I mean, I can see where, CJ, where you're coming from with it. You know, kind of keep the ball moving instead of just all this talk and nobody setting up any races. I think when you read it on Cycle Bike, some people can get the, you know, kind of misconstrue it a little bit. But now that you've kind of explained
it. Wrong impression.
Exactly. So now that you've kind of explained it, if there's anybody else that would like to talk about it, you know, go ahead and hit one and I'll unmute your mic. So, I mean, is this something definite? Like, are you guys really trying to do this? Or are you, like you said, you're just kind of putting a feeler out to see what people were going to say first?
Well, everybody's pretty much against it, so I don't think it's going to go anywhere. You know?
Okay.
But,
all right, we got a caller, actually, out of the 646-9709. Your mic is unmuted.
Oh, you got me?
We got you on. Who's this?
Man, Chachi.
Cocky.
Yo, Chachi.
What's going on? Yo, where's my bitch tray?
He ain't here.
What's up, Chachi? I just got on, man.
What's up, Chach?
What's up, man? It's going to be a good weekend, man.
Oh, yeah. The weather,
You told your Ronnie?
No, I haven't. You know, he's been taking care of Ty, you know?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, he was.
I didn't want to bother him. So when you know, when he's ready, the outcome's going to be different this time. You know that.
Okay. Well, I just got on. I was trying to get on, you know. I couldn't get on. All of a sudden, I got on.
Mm-hmm.
I posted up. I said, yo, this track, yo, where the fuck is Trey? Yo, because maybe they don't know what's the rival, but yo, get Trey on this motherfucker, please.
he might be listening. He might be chiming in a minute.
Yeah, we have a lot of callers listening in.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, whatever Ricky Wood, I'll fuck him up too. He's my next victim, you know. Yo, he always gets the last race.
Hey, you guys got that nitrous motherfucker running now.
You goddamn right. Yo, that's why, yo, CJ, it's amazing. When you're not running good, everybody wants to jump on your ass. But when you're doing good, they don't fucking like a fucking church mouse.
Is that why I can't get no races?
Exactly, CJ. Yo, when you're doing good, they don't want to touch you.
I gotta do an old Joe Marasco trick: pull a spark plug wire and pour some oil in the header, and you know, drive around the pitch. Something might jump on me.
We gotta do something though, yo. I said on Cycle Bike, I said, yo, any fucking pro street bike stick next to me, I'll fucking bet the money.
Damn!
Anybody. I don't give a shit if you're fucking 690 or whatever the fuck you got. I'll fucking, you know me, CJ, I'll bet the money.
You don't want none of that Chi-Town Honda now, do you?
What?
You don't want that Chicago Honda to come over there, do you?
CJ, I'm a Honda person. But you know what? We'll fuck him up too. Hey, CJ, you see the video?
Yeah, I saw it.
Chachi was funny, right?
I had to keep replaying it. I was laughing, and you kept talking.
Hey, people say, yo, Chachi, you love the camera, but you know, CJ, it's all about fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing serious, man.
I agree.
That's
You know, it's, don't take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you, like I said, anybody on there listening today, you come by my trailer, you eat for free and drink for free.
Mm-hmm. See that?
I just spent $400 today on food. You come
and you want
at
and
my
you
trailer,
won't take and you won't take a penny from nobody because we tried.
Nobody.
Nope.
It's not about that, CJ. Yeah, no. It's not about the money, man.
Tati, what race are you going to next?
No, this weekend at MIR.
Okay.
My Rock race.
The My Rock race, okay.
Yes.
The weather's going to be beautiful, too.
Oh, yo, beautiful. Yo, CJ, wait till you see the new shirts I got made.
You got a triple X?
Listen to me. No, not triple X, but I'll tell you. You know what it says in the front? I'm going to tell everybody up right now, because anybody's listening. Trey is my bitch.
No. No.
I'm not kidding you. You know, I didn't make too many of them. You know what I mean? I don't want to get them around, you know, but I did make them. You know what the second shirt is going to say? Ricky Wood is my second bitch.
Damn. Hey, talking about T-shirts, I bought a couple of those T-shirts in Rockingham a couple weeks ago with Jeremy on that on Jeffro's 1000. I washed that motherfucker one time and the whole color went off the shirt. anybody else got a problem with that? What the fuck?
Wow. Hey,
I bought three of them. Yeah.
I'm the only guy, the race team, Pro Street, right, that fucking just gives the shirts out. I don't charge nothing for them. You know that, right?
I
don't
didn't
charge
know that.
$5, $10, $10, $20. I just give them out for free. And then if you want them, I will put them in for you, and I will get them the next race. There's no money involved.
See, if we had 10 Chachis, this whole game would be different.
Man, this sounds like a soap opera.
Yeah, okay. And you know what? I ain't even going to comment on that. Go ahead. I could have got you there. I could have got you there, but I'm going to lay off you.
Hey, we got Alex Bud Light who wants to talk.
Oh, shit, my buddy.
Oh, boy.
Mute.
Everybody,
yo, that's
everybody
right
mute.
There.
We're going to keep it. We're going to, you know, let everybody talk before I unmute his mic. We're going to let everybody talk, and if we can't do that, then I'm going to have to start muting mics, so don't get mad at me if you get muted, okay?
That's okay.
So, Alex Bud Light, you're on.
Oh, you got a 16 on, Ken, didn't you? Oh, my boy just got back on the bill run. Oh, CJ, who you putting on that bike the way Dust weighs?
I told you we're going to go to the scales and match bike and rider weight. Then we can get down.
You'll keep the same rider. You just going to do something special.
No, absolutely not. I'm going to switch riders for you. But if you're 14, if you're 14 weighs longer than mine, why do I got to match rider weight?
I don't want to keep on crying about nothing here. I want to whoop you at your best anyway.
I don't want to make you do something you don't want to do.
If we make it down there, we're going to run. If we make it this weekend.
Okay. Sounds good.
I want you to let you know that we do race. But I don't want to give up no 40 pounds, man.
You're not gonna. We're gonna take the bikes to the scale and we'll see what's up. Because I got a heavy bitch.
We do too. The boost
okay,
is
well,
530 pounds.
Let's see.
We have a couple callers who want to join in the conversation.
Yeah,
out of the 828-5842, your mic is unmuted. and 703-3073. Your mic is unmuted.
Alex, did you say the Blue Booster weighs 530?
525. Yeah. 525. Ain't nothing off of it, huh?
525?
Yeah, it ain't nothing off.
You know what, then? Fuck it. I'll match Dusty's weight, then. Let's do it.
I mean, I'm serious, man. I ain't on no bullshit.
I'm serious, too. I'll match Dusty's weight, and let's get it.
All right. I'll call Rick, then. I can't call. We have to talk when we at work, because at nighttime we be too drunk. We've been to come up with the wrong plan. We've been to come up with the wrong plan. Gotcha, what you doing? I know you drinking.
What?
I'm coming to your trailer, and you know what I'm going to do.
You already got that Bud Light for you, brother.
I'm ready to call Rick them now. We call Slick Rick now.
Hey, your mom.
Huh?
Y'all gonna have that ZX10 there this time?
I don't know.
Man, you can't definitely call you.
You talking about anybody?
You gotta raise me eventually, man. You can't keep dubbing me.
I'm with his cat daddy.
You know him, dude.
Cat daddy, yo, what's up, Trinity?
You know dang on well, I got my binoculars that I'm looking for you so bad. As soon as we get it together.
You ain't been looking for me for real. I ain't been hard to find.
Cat. Alright. That's all right. 8 mile,
though, right? 8 mile, come on, man. We run the quarter mile this weekend.
Well, if we do that, we're going to have to change up the stuff. We're going to come with your weight.
I don't give a damn what you change.
I'll do that 8 mile.
Okay. I mean, all y'all talking. All y'all sounding real good.
I'll be on the poster.
Y'all gonna be on the poster. I see now AJ Bike is the one to get the races, right? So that's when we gonna start running.
You know what?
We'll try you with the Blue Boozers, though, Cat.
That Blue Boozer got nitrous on it.
Do it. I ain't no end, no gas.
That Blue Boozer
CJ already done jumped us down with it, man. But I told him, if he come with the same side rider as Dust, we're going to put his ass on the T-shirt.
Excuse me. Can I get a word in?
He's going to be on the T-shirt.
Excuse me, fellas. Can I get a word in?
Go ahead.
I want to talk to 2 Chainz. Is he still on the phone?
Oh.
2 Chainz or 1 Chainz or Chainsaw, whatever his name is.
2 Chainz. He's listening.
He's talking about they giving away $1,000 to the outlaw class. I want to know how that's going to go down. Quarter mile, 8 mile. I'll come up there and get that little, $1,000, did you say?
Mm-hmm. It was $1,000.
I come up there and get that in my shakedown. It don't matter.
Don't say
it. In his house a hook, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
When is that?
What do you say?
That's on Saturday.
This Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let me do that.
Yeah.
You forgot about you too, don't you?
This is not cut. This is a Chinese man. Okay.
Oh. I thought it was cut because I'm going to tell him to tie your ass up.
No,
grand
English. This is custom cut. Your worst nightmare.
I knew that was your little slick talking deep boy's ass.
See,
you and Mike Tyson need to switch voices.
Yeah, but, like, see, I'm going to tell you something, man. I know I'm going to be in Mississippi the 11th, okay? That saved you. But I will come to South Carolina after I get back. If you will meet me in South Carolina at the House of Hood, we can do it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it, you know?
Yeah, we want to go in and get it on, though. Cause I'm telling you, I got Malvin, you do, too. All I can tell you, the camera need to be at the finish line after the race. One of us going to give him a show.
Yeah. You know, I don't dance with my suit on now. I got to unzip and, you know,
We'll let you get back to the pit, then.
You know. But I want to talk about that committee thing. See, it kind of got brushed aside. But how in the world are you going to put a committee on grudge racing? I'm not going to tell five grown men about my motorcycle and what kind of time it runs just for them to pit.
Hell no. See, that's what you don't understand. That's what you don't understand. And I didn't comment when you put that on Cycle Bike. Has nothing to do with telling people your time. It has to do with what you could see.
Yeah.
What, can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead, boss.
And that only what you could see is what you need to tell somebody. Like you got a slick, you got a Busa, you got a ZX10, you got a hand clutch, that kind of shit. Not know what
okay,
size your motor is and what time.
That's not the way you explained it. See, you didn't break it down like that. You said tell them your whole, like, little racing, little setup. I'm going to tell you like this right here.
Everybody else knew what I was talking about.
Well, how you know that? You got such a negative response.
Because you're the only one. Because you're the only one.
I didn't know
what
they were talking about. Look,
you know, I'm not going to leave it up to five grown men. That's like trying to tell them what, you know, I'm not going to leave it up to five grown men to set up a race with me. No, I'm not.
Not a G Wiz one of them. Hell no.
And you know what? I didn't want to call him by name, so I'm going to just call him number one. If number one is involved, I would never race again. I'd get out of racing. If y'all want to put me out of racing,
no,
I'll
cut him to call. Cut him. No.
That's still calling him by name.
No, cut him.
I said number one.
Yeah,
no, cut him.
But you said before you said.
Number two, man. Austin Powell's got number two.
No.
Oh, number two. Yes, what's going on, my friend?
Yo, Chachi.
Okay, what's going on, Chachi?
What's up, man? Yo, I gotta defend you, G Wiz. He don't race, but he talks shit. But I don't race either, but I talk shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know.
But
you
don't ride
none.
But
yeah, but people know my name. People know his name, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand
you know
that,
I mean, that's why I never spoke bad about you, because you do what you, me and you get together with funny motherfuckers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way it is.
Right. Chachi, I don't saw you on the internet. I don't saw you on YouTube. I got major respect for you. I got major respect for anybody.
I got major respect for you, too. That's why I don't say nothing bad about you, because I don't know you.
Right.
You're a funny motherfucker. Like, people say, Chachi, you're a funny motherfucker.
Yeah, right. But see, this one I'm trying to tell you, Chachi. I went out to Vegas, and I was walking down the strip, and Eddie Murphy came up to me, and he said, "Boy, I saw you on the internet, and you're funny." Eddie Murphy terrified me.
Damn lie, cuz.
You know, wow, I can't believe this. Wow.
Yo.
I was walking down the road and he said, "Ellis, you fat."
Well, maybe it was a lookalike. You know, I was in Vegas. Maybe it was a lookalike. I was in Vegas.
Yo, hey, cuz.
I walked away. No,
Eddie Murphy said
he seen
him on the internet, so he was funny.
That's me. I believe you. You know why? Because people walk around and they don't see your Chachi.
I mean, but why?
I said, I never met you, I never talked to you, but people do know us.
Right. So let me ask you something.
That's why I never
said
nothing bad about you, because I don't know you. I can't fucking say nothing bad about you.
But why did I get that response when I said that about Eddie Murphy? I'm going to put a picture on the internet where I'm sharing.
Here we go.
No, I'm serious. I told y'all last week I was going to Vegas. I told y'all that.
You're full of shit.
Wow, I can't believe it. See, why when I say something, it's unbelievable?
I just like fucking with you. I like your style.
Eddie Murphy had him doing looking at you right
already.
Listen who else laughing, cuz. Listen who else laughing.
I want to talk to 2 Chainz, that fake 2 Chainz. Where he at?
Hey,
he called his name 2 Chainz. He's
talking about the Eddie Murphy thing.
Hercules.
Why can't you make that MRL race?
I got a grudge race I got to do on Saturday.
Two Chainz.
See what y'all.
That's some bullshit. Yo, this is the biggest race of the year.
Yeah, I understand.
Hey, man,
understand
the man
that.
Wanna talk two chains, man. Fuck that shit, talk to you with your tall ass.
Yeah, because
now go ahead,
somebody,
custom cut.
Yeah, somebody get him on the phone, but all jokes aside, we got a grudge race. We got a grudge race going down on Saturday.
Two chains, 864, two
Where?
Chains, are you on the line?
Okay, I respect that. No, I respect that.
Okay.
Where the grudge race at Saturday?
It's gonna be in Valdosta. It's really a test and tune at night, but that's the best time to have it. We're gonna run G Money Brick.
Valdosta.
Yeah,
what are you gonna two bikes?
Yeah, that's like what a manufacturer's cup. Come on now, Valdosta Cecil. That's in Georgia.
I'm fucking with you, don't I?
I mean, y'all
well,
talk
that,
about
that, Union.
Y'all
that,
talk,
it's gonna be a lot of grudge races out there on Saturday.
Yeah, that's what they say. Ain't no grudge. Ain't no grudge
hey,
going out in Maryland.
Stop it.
See, we don't complain.
We don't complain
about the sun
South
down
Carolina
here.
South Carolina killing. South Carolina ain't sweating. I go down and do that with a broom.
See, Alex, they complain about the sun up there. We don't complain about the sun.
You know what? Let me tell y'all something. Scarface treat me real good. He tell us to come to the event,
and
he let us and all that. Give me a T-shirt. I don't find no race. I'm going to try his ass. I don't care.
You coming out that Saturday?
Shake his head. He know me.
Hey, you coming out that Saturday?
Where? We both go to Maryland.
Oh, y'all going to Maryland?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
you know what happens when you come to Union, right? Every time you come to Union, you get your ass kicked.
Oh, no. You know, we got there's more down there this time. And
what we did to you last time.
Cousin Cut. I ain't never in my life seen the chain come off in the race.
Good
and rolling to the finish line, and he's still clipping it in.
Got
you
know, not at all.
We got two callers that want to join the conversation. Out of 202-9921, your mic is unmuted. And out of the 504, last four, 6939, your mic is unmuted.
Whoa, then.
Hey.
Who's that?
Hey, Alex,
yo.
This is P's cousin. We want to know if you bring that nitrous boost up here.
Do well.
Demurf.
I don't know, man. Jeff Moon. I don't know.
Hey, come on.
We need to get that race off.
You damn right we do, because y'all got y'all shine on, boy. Hey, I fell out with all the boys on the way home.
Huh?
You mad. Hey, I'm going to... Hey, y'all. I got to get the hell out of the phone, call the boys now and tell them. So we're going to get y'all.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
leave you this word.
Hey,
we don't
Alex,
fuck around. We fuck straight up and down.
Hey, Alex, this custom cut. I need to ask you a question. Now, I don't race. I told myself this. I never race another motorcycle that got as much duct tape as one of my pipes up under my house. Y'all need to take some of that duct tape off that booster, man.
Ain't no damn duct tape on that damn thing, boy. You out of your damn own tree. No,
hey.
You in somebody else's tree.
Trust me, that's
Come
the only
there.
Reason I want to run, y'all. That's the only reason.
Well, we're going to put some on it, because when I start using all them damn wire ties, I start getting my ass whooped. When
Ooh.
I was using duct tape, I was a bad man. Leave my motorcycle in the rain, I always won. Start doing stuff right. Watch my bike core come to the track and get my ass whooped.
Somebody please get two chains on the line, because they're giving away $1,000.
He's on the line, and his mic is muted. Is unmuted. He's just not talking.
Two chains.
Two chains. Who's on?
Three chains. Four chains.
Two chains.
$1,000.
You can't get it, though, custom cut. How you going to get me? Who you going to rob for?
What you talking about? You the one that said y'all giving it away?
Who you going to rob for?
No damn
that damn slow-ass bike you got, you ain't going to get no $1,000 of that.
Hey, look at here. Is it guaranteed? Is it guaranteed, and what day is on?
It's on Saturday, and it's a 10 bike. As long as it got 10 bikes in it, they're going to pay us out.
You know what? As long as they got 10 bikes, that's not guaranteed. 10 bikes? Come on, man. When they see me pull through the gate, 5 of them going to draw out.
Oh, hell.
Hey, man.
5 of them going to draw out, man.
I know.
I beat y'all number one stunner. I beat y'all number one stunner, Chris Moore, up there. Okay? You can't pull.
Oh, no.
Chris
didn't
Moore
you just hear how we turned his ass up, too? We gave him a
that's
nitrous.
That's everybody now. That's everybody. Chris Moore,
PSD, everything. And we took that on. Uh-oh. Let me stop. I'm talking too much.
I beat Pinocchio. Y'all see how big that man's nose is? I beat Pinocchio.
All right.
Hey, he cried when he got in the car, you know.
I will say
this. He cried when he got in the car.
He will run.
Hey, but you coming or not? Because I know it's 5 bikes going to be there that's already pretty much locked in to be there.
Where?
You can
be number 6.
You just said 10.
So
where
what?
You going?
Is the track going to even be open? Because looking at the weather, it doesn't look possible.
Where? On Union on Saturday?
Union. Mm-hmm.
No, it's clear.
Yeah, all
they
right.
Down
make
here.
The rain stop.
Union's like 3 hours away.
We went to BMP and we did the damn boat last weekend.
Yeah, well, I hope y'all get Sam Cook cross that water to MRR.
Sam Cook was up there then. By the time Richie would have brought you all them ass-whooping reports we was going to put out, you would have knew. That's just like I'm telling you about the committee. Like, you can't hide your times if you race certain people.
I wish
they gave you
Sam
when they race you.
MRR. I wish Sam Cook would come to MRR Saturday.
What about we bring his cousin, Lonely Joe?
Bring whatever.
Bring Sam Cook and FTX team. Bring both of them.
I'm going to add 2 more callers to the conversation, 803-5552 and 717-2138. Your mic is unmuted. Hello, your mic is unmuted.
You're out.
This
hey,
damn me.
Y'all need to bring that slow ass 10. Y'all got the dollars.
Who is this acting like they want it? What actor is this?
And this boy, the cash boy, Kalunji Bless, keeps saying he want to run. I got a hand clutch nitrous 1000. I'll go ahead and run his ass over with next week.
Damn, he came with it.
You want me to run the quarter mile with a motorbike, with a nitrous bike?
I'll get in the back time and let him break.
What? You gonna give us
the
back time
break.
With who? Who is this? You making it interesting. Who is that?
Man, just bring your ass to Darlington. I'll say my name 3 times. And Kalunji Bless little hand clutch 10 that they be swapping motors with. I'll let them goddamn.
Man, you ain't
break.
Swap a damn thing. That's what make me mad. I wish I would give AJ my damn credit. If that was my motor, I'd tell you. That's his bike. But,
mm-hmm.
You can get it. You said South Carolina, right?
Yup.
I thought we owned South Carolina. I thought we killed little Charlie every
hey,
time
y'all
we see that.
Shit, y'all be Chris Moore.
And we collect
right,
our money
right.
When we just get to South Carolina. Everybody.
What money y'all collecting down here? None. Not a damn thing.
How come we ain't?
Don't get my money.
I will. Look, the bike
I'm
be ready, but I know for sure the bike be ready next week. I ain't talking.
Man, bring that motherfucker to Darlington Wednesday. Whatever bike y'all got in y'all camp, we got 3 1,000s. We'll run everything y'all got. We might not win them all, but we'll race.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That might not. That's what's going to be a whole lot.
He sound
oh,
like.
Fight, look.
Yeah,
he sound
like
Drake right time, buddy. And we'll try y'all nice and loose. Shit go wrong. Shit happen. We'll run.
You run
over
there.
You gonna beat that goddamn can to sleep, though.
Shit. You know what? You know the only thing hurt my feelings in this world.
Man, you always talking about your feelings.
I got some feelings
blind to the
fact.
Right over here.
Hey, you know what? We've been whooped one time with that bike. By Nigel's bike.
That's all your feelings right there. That's your feelings right there. Billy the Kid.
And actually,
that piece of shit ass
and actually I don't think nobody can beat that bike. That's a good race for you, CJ. That's a good race.
Man, look.
With we better bikes,
goddamn bike you got. Stop throwing everybody else bites out there. We want that damn 10 bless all week begging for it.
Yeah,
even
they beat us.
Damn it, we gonna get them
Who gonna ride the bike?
I'm 230. I'll sit on my bike.
230?
Yeah.
You a damn lie. You won't ride it.
No,
you
I'm guaranteeing
I'm telling
you around y'all goddamn
bike. You at school at NC State Wolfpack. That's where the hell you at. You know what?
Yeah,
happened?
Hey,
you look,
funny, but
I'm
look,
look,
you still going around the whole that. Subject, man. Y'all don't bring the 5 gallon
drum
out of y'all or what?
Of excuses. Pull one out.
Man. Are you going to bring the bike and run or not? I'm giving up the way and the back tire and y'all break. Come on, dog.
You going to give up the back tire and the break.
Everybody.
You're 230 pounds.
Y'all got everything in y'all favor. Y'all got the back tie and the brake. I know y'all got a slide on the motherfucker. You only got
a true
hand clutch. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Ain't no true hand clutch in that bike. I see that goddamn bike.
Hey, John, what is it?
You don't need to pull no goddamn hand clutch bike to the line and from that motherfucker, the finish line, for what?
Hey,
I'm
sliding
all goddamn day. I got
a few
handcuffs.
Hey, Alex. You want to
bet on
this? Alex.
Yeah.
Is Chris still on the line?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Is your race still going down in Mississippi?
Oh, yeah, the race is still on.
Everything's locked and the weather looking okay?
Yeah.
Gee, man, you gonna go to damn Georgia or Mississippi on the 11th. And we going out. We gotta go to Little Sea Race, man. Y'all didn't tell me nobody was putting on other race on. I wanna go to Action next. We plan on running. I'm tired of these people acting like we gonna race. We take the dumbest race on earth. Cat Daddy. Cat Daddy.
What are you running for?
How are you gonna say we don't race? Y'all heard one of my kids from South Carolina act. Lord knows. You know who bad down in South Carolina? Tyree and Little Charlie.
Man, Tyree ain't shit.
The rest of them not
being
in the field picking
Tyree
out
Tyree running up there where y'all at. Tyree scared these boys gonna whoop his motherfucking ass. Tyree ain't shit down here. That nigga don't even go to his own house. Talk what you know. Little Charlie don't even be down here.
Talk what you know, dog. Charlie though.
Yeah,
maybe they moved on. Maybe they chasing real races.
Who's
nah,
that big man?
What race we gonna come at? What race we gonna come at? What race?
I got picked up too.
What race we gonna come at?
I told you, man, you can run a Darlington, bro.
What can we do, big dog? Alex, hold on for a minute. What can we do, big dog? And I'll come there next
week. Who is that talking? Who are you talking?
This custom cut. This is me.
Oh, man, you ain't going to run a goddamn show. You do more typing and more texting with that long, fleshly, gangster bite, and you running away from everybody that look like you. But goddamn, I tell you what, you come to Darlington next week, let me break head up.
Let you break. Where you going to be at?
Let me break.
Where you going to be at?
And you going to give her one to break and cousin just ate me to eat a damn shit sandwich.
No, no, no.
Sorry for the N-word, but nigga,
man, look, I'm going to tell you straight up right now, dog. God, you come down here with any of that same funny bullshit you be pulling at the rest of the track, man, you going to get your ass tore up down here.
Wait, what you talking about, bro? What you talking about?
Man,
I'm going to get you up.
That same shit you try to pull on Drake and them down there and that other bullshit, bro.
It's just
you ain't put that shit. If you going to come down here and race, ain't going to be no talking all night. Or your ass going to go back to Georgia without your goddamn bike. We just want to fucking race. Don't bring that dumb shit.
Wait, hold on. You say I'm going to go back home without my bike.
You heard me. I ain't stutter. You came to Carolina 2 times ducking races and shit. Then these boys from up here went down there chasing you for a race and you still went racing. Man, you full of shit.
I mean,
fake as grudge race of the year. They need to mute your goddamn mic. Like, I don't even know why you get on here. You the only traveling nun race I've ever heard of in my goddamn life, bro.
Look, why don't you put on your little booties and step through the phone and mute my own mic? Mute my mic.
Look, I'm going to jump through the phone. You sound real stupid right now.
No, you sound real stupid.
You're a goddamn clown, bro. Bring your ass to Darlington this weekend. I'm going to show you. Come to Darlington with whoever in that one pistol, and you're going to find that 2 Chain dude on this phone you looking for.
Why don't you come to Georgia?
I was in Georgia when you got scared to run Stormtrooper when you was over there popping the lock and looking real cute.
Sam the fancy man you to see, huh?
I know now you a motherfucking clown, nigga.
We gonna beat the shit out of you.
Tell Sam, because Sam is my buddy.
You come through the traffic, you be standing right beside me, be right there, and you won't see none of this. You won't see none of it, but you'll get on the phone and get on this radio station and see all this.
I promise you. I put it all who, but I catch your ass in the trap. I beat shit out your punk ass.
Are we talking about racing or are we talking about getting physical? Because I'm confused.
Both. Either or.
This doesn't even have to come down today. It's a Brud Inc. radio show. We talking about racing. I mean, that's physical stuff.
Yeah, we
that
trying to do
out
either,
there.
But when your boy come on here dancing and talking like a girl, like he want to do something, well, we just going to tell the truth, so it won't be no surprises.
It won't stop.
But let all that go. Let's keep racing.
Do I need to put up gas funds or something like that? I just want to race. I come to everybody race.
You don't want a damn race. You brought your
You already been drinking.
I told you, goddamn, tell Bliss.
This is his friend, 40K, the one y'all started all the rooms about. Tell him, come on down here. Harvey don't be down here racing.
Goddamn nice
Keith. Be down here racing.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nice Keith.
Yeah, now bring your square ass a dollar.
You going to run away from somebody on your damn feet.
Bring your ass in the garage, the one I just saw. Ain't nobody ran all this year but a select few people. Come on, man. Y'all used to run every year until them boys beat y'all from Alabama, and then y'all boys disappeared. The hell, man. Y'all got looking horrible up here.
I had three times on my damn bike.
You and Greg never went down there and started kicking out them boys from Georgia coming up here talking shit to us like we slow. And carrying all the horsepower started that. Really?
I paid the man, but guess what? Let me tell you this, too. I got a new tuner. Our bike don't blow up on the second pad, no doubt. Thanks, Mike. We don't blow up like that no more. So, you tell 1G the bike you parted out. Let's get it. I've been wanting to run again. You're going to lose some.
Your boy kept talking all that shit with that 10. I want to run him. I done made damn near everybody else from Psycho Bike.
Why did you get on here then just to say something? You ain't got no bike, do you?
I got two bites. What you got? You don't
know
what I got.
You're
not worth talking
to. Give
me
something to talk about.
Never
give everybody something to talk about since you're going to unmute your line like a little bitch.
You enough clown. You enough to talk about nothing.
No, I'll be a clown, but
you
I
don't
bet you won't come to the goddamn track and say that shit.
Wow, here you go. All right.
I ain't know. Here we go. You got on here and open your
light.
Mouth.
Light. Y'all need to try this
right now. Hey.
We going down to
Maryland.
We going down to
Maryland. I go to Maryland this weekend. You come to Maryland. I'll watch you all over the world, boy, because all you do is talk shit on the line like a little girl for attention. If people like you be killing grudge racing, y'all on the side with people this and this and got so much to say, but y'all bitches ain't never racing. You say you got bikes, but ain't shit but bikes you ride around on the street. Man, shut the fuck up and leave racing to people who race or attempting to race instead of running your mouth racing, blocking all
the time.
You
know what they say where I'm from? Damn it, boy.
Kill yourself, bitch.
That was mad.
Do it, dog, man. You said he's saying all this. Kill yourself sounding all pretty on the phone, but why is you on grudge talking? Ain't talking about grudging. Leave that shit to cycle bike, bro. If you a grown ass man and you got a bike and you want to race or attempt to race, race. Race somebody in your class. Try to race. Don't sit there and talk about, oh, don't do this, don't do that. That's why ain't nobody ran this year at all. Only people went
to race.
Down
we race everybody. We take dumb races. That's
you
know, all I'm
CJ. Like this dude here sitting here running his mouth. I remember all the shops winning because everybody putting their goddamn bike in the shop, blowing their bikes up, doing tests in the tune when people trying to get race, people telling them not to race on people. So now ain't no racing going in the shop that made all your goddamn hard earned money for wood. You got a motherfucker online telling you not to race. That sounds stupid as fuck.
Hey, when your bike hooker bucking, spinning, wheeling, here they come. But when that motherfucker
yeah,
down the track.
Your bike down, not come.
Oh, God. And then when that mother, like we told him, y'all know we're going to tell AJ bike up.
Alex.
When we put it up, that is.
Alex.
Everybody want one of them now.
AJ bike.
Yes, ma'am.
Alex, when are you in Custom Cuts in a race? Because I want to be at that race and be at the finish line with the camera.
Oh, we come, hey, I'll let you know. Because I'm going to pull his damn hair at the other end.
Well, first of all, since y'all got Angry Man off the line, I can say something now. Alex, when I get back from the hub, let's really try to take this race up. It can be in South Carolina or it can be in Georgia. We'll flip a coin and determine that. But I really want to run that booth that y'all have.
Yeah. Sam. Yeah, you can get some Sam. But look, we want to race, man. But if your bike ain't getting down the track, we ain't getting down the track. We'll try it another day, man. I ain't got to just take your money, dog. I want your ass. You know what I mean?
Right. Well,
it ain't that serious for me, man. I don't like when people want to get somebody because their bike messed up or something, man.
Right.
I just don't,
well,
you know. It's like,
well,
I want
Alex, I understand where you're coming from, but if we lock in a race and you get to the track and your bike is busting up and it's not moving the
you
way
don't
you
be
want
doing none of that.
You know, that's something that you're going to have to, you know, go down by. I can't help
well,
that. I'm not going to grant you no pass. I'm not going to grant you
when
no
I,
pass.
Hey, when I lock in with you, we're going to bring three bikes. One of them bitches going to run. I don't like locking in.
You got to bring three bikes to Caesar. I mean, you got to bring
I'm
that
just telling you, I'm telling you that just can we blow one up.
Okay.
We got a foul.
Yeah, I understand that, Alex, but we really do need to try to put this race together, though.
Yeah, we need to get it. I told my boy, we're going to have to start riding on up to Georgia. Because that wheel guy, we want to run him with the handcuffs.
Yeah. And all that other stuff that's been talked about, I'm not even trying to hear that right now because
no,
I'm
man,
strictly
that,
about
that
racing.
Shit, that shit ain't no good. That ain't no good, though.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, I'm strictly about racing.
Hey, my game days, I pray to God they go. You know what I mean?
But, Alex, I'm telling you this now.
For that bullshit.
Yeah, because, Alex, I'm talking to you now. I'm coming at you as a man, and I want you to come and approach me as a man, just like you did when I came to North Carolina.
I told you, I said, man, I don't even want to race you because, hell, he got 19 motherfuckers trying to race you. I said,
right.
Can get it on. But I like your style.
Right.
I wish everybody hated me. So, anyway, I go out and get a race. That's all we want to do, talk some junk, get drunk, and race. That's all.
Well,
for the day, because
we got a couple callers. I'm going to add to the conversation.
Long
to talk. 864-8025 and 501-6377. Your mic is unmuted.
All right, Carla.
Don't change.
Alex.
Okay.
Well,
holler at you tomorrow,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Big J, man. What's up, man?
Cousin
Cup.
Yo, what's going on, my friend?
Man, who's that Tupac ass nigga on that phone just now?
Yo, let me tell you something, man. Evidently, he don't know what's going on. He on the radio station and throwing threats like that. Bro, I'm telling you, if I die tonight, he going to get charged with it.
Hey, let me tell you something. I think I know who that dude is. It's a dude from Columbia. Get on Psycho Bike, call me, call everybody wolfing all the time but racing. What's his name?
Right. Yeah,
I just can't.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's who it is. That's what it is. I took a day out of my busy day to go all the way to Columbia and change him around for every entire team.
Well, what'd you find out?
I'm not rocking no money.
What'd you find out?
It really ain't no need to even talk about raising him.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
And somebody who get on the radio and talk like that, like he's talking, ain't on there.
Yeah, hey, like, and when the man tell me we don't wait, it's really dumbass version we do. He gets tired of doing it, man.
Yeah, when people talk like that, all you got to do is remember him what he know did to G-Money.
Right. I mean, because
I just, hey, like I'm telling you, man, ain't nothing hard about going to jail. That's what I told DJ and them that we talking about. That shit ain't cool to me.
Yeah, so
I don't like that shit.
Somebody need to cut down their radio.
Somebody needs to turn on their radio.
I can see if it was an updated song. That's an old song.
You don't know how to live it.
How you going to interrupt the radio station with Bust the Move? Come on. Wow, that's crazy.
I don't want to see all the arguments fighting, man.
That's crazy because it's not even on that level. He came at me. He don't even know me.
I
appreciate the support, but man, I tell you, I mean, the grunge racing are turning into WWE.
That's
crazy.
Okay,
I mean,
I got something else to do, man. I'm just saying straight up, I'm a grown down man and an ignorant man, because I will get mad and do some bad shit, but in the end of the day, is that what I really want to do? No. I got to get my fat ass to work and pay all that goddamn child support. Trust me. It's up there.
But, Alex, when you don't heard a lot of stuff about me, but when you met me in North Carolina, I came to you humble as I don't know what. You know.
I don't give a fuck how you came. I like you. I don't give a damn if somebody else don't like you. I don't care how much shit you talk to me. I run my mouth, man. So I was
being real
wrong. That's why I can't even get mad at that dude for talking junk to me, because that's what I do. So I don't get mad.
Right.
Because I dish it out, I got to be able to take it.
But see, that's more than junk what he's talking.
They don't
that's
do
threatening.
That.
That's threatening my life.
You know, when the boy come over there and torture me, I can take it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm a little dude, you know. I got bodyguards. I ain't never told nobody that, but I got guys posted up around the track that's my bodyguard. I got the same bodyguards that Obama got.
Hey, but.
My bodyguard wears suits. No, Alex, all jokes aside, bro.
You just ain't got the same bodyguard as Obama got.
No, listen.
So shit.
Okay, look.
You got to love
them. No, but look, all jokes aside, did you see those two white guys with a little piece of wire hanging out their ear at the Rock? That was me, bro. That was me. I knew there was
two white guys
old.
Like that. No bullshit.
Look, I know they was like 80 years old, but hey, I paid for them. I mean, dang.
Damn,
you know, but
you
that guy.
Okay, yo, man.
No, that guy. But I love racing, and I took a loss 2 weeks ago. Well, it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
Okay. Did John win that race?
But he
win the
race. No, but he. But see, they really gonna get mad at me when I flood the competition out. They really gonna get mad. But if I know, if I know what I know now, I would have never bought this fast motorcycle. I would have never hired Dan Wagner. I would have never went to North Carolina. I am the man to beat on a nitrous booster. I really feel like I got the fastest nitrous booster out there right now that's running. That's actually grudging now. It's actually grudging.
I'm going to unmute these three people. Maybe they may want to challenge you to a race. 501-6377, your mic is unmuted. 336-9439, your mic is unmuted. And 901-4521, your mic is unmuted.
That was on my board.
We got three people that just unmuted. Go ahead and talk.
Hey, Custom Cousins, on the line. Hey, Custom Cousins, you gonna be in Reynolds on the 11th?
Once again, now I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna answer your questions as clearly as I can. I am gonna be in Mississippi on August 11th. Do I have to say it again? Mississippi, not Reynolds.
You may have not have heard it.
Oh yeah, right. I'm gonna be in Mississippi August 11th, sir.
Okay, so we was going to take up that challenge if you had the fastest nitrous boost out there.
Who am I talking with? I mean, show yourself. Reveal yourself. Who am I talking with?
Are we talking about Pig, Boosa, and Merlin?
Uh-oh. Okay, I mean, you know.
A Pig fan. Well, you got to raise him because they're going to run Lil Charlie. They're going to run Billy. Oh, that would mean.
Elamine is the thing of the past. Ain't nobody seen Elamine in, what, 2 years? Elamine is the thing of the past.
Do you want some Elamine?
They coming out this weekend, dog. Yeah, I heard they going to be nasty. Them two son guns going to run each other.
Rumors is a mother.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Cup, they take
it to be you, my dog. Is around. Hello? Yes. Are you talking to me?
Custom Cut.
Yes, I am here.
Hey, we got the fastest boost in the world, so don't come on here talking about thing of the past. This is the future.
I don't know you. I don't even know if you own a bike, but
I was trying to ask him, certain questions. Hey, Cuz Good.
Yeah.
You talking to one of them? You talking to Elamine Camp? Trust me.
Okay. Do y'all still exist? I haven't seen the bike in 2 years. Do y'all still exist? Just answer that question.
Yes.
Okay.
We will be in Maryland this weekend.
Cousin Cut, Eddie said he was going to throw his ass over Eddie County.
Yeah, right.
Huh? Yeah, I beat the shit out of him with my 1,000.
Hey, yeah,
you know, Cousin Cut. Get on the radio show talking about you fast. That turtle you got.
Yeah, are you talking to me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, you say I got a turtle?
That's what I said.
Well, you know what, brother? A turtle is a bad man because you got the snapping turtle, you got the soft shell turtle. You want me to keep going? I'm a snapping turtle.
You only entertain the crowd and lock in. That's what you do with Elamine. Impress
the crowd. I can't run for that type of bread.
Impress the crowd and lock in. That's what you do.
I can't run for that type of bread.
You ain't got shit.
What if he can't lock in from Maryland? Is there another track that you guys can lock in at on another date?
Eddie will go to South Carolina. They will show up at Darlington on the win.
I want Valdosta. Come to Valdosta. Come to this muggy Georgia heat. Come down here.
Hey. You ain't in the league with Elamine. You got to get by Eddie Kane first, bitch.
Wow. house.
He for real.
They call me Custom Cut. They don't start with a B. They start with a C.
They call me
Custom Cut. Custom curls. Yeah. Custom curls. Yeah. Yeah, I bet you'll love that. You'll love for me to come to the track and pull off my heels and I have a curly kit. Yeah, you'll love that.
Mm-hmm. I sure will.
Hey, yeah. Baba. Baba.
Yeah.
Click me in, man. I did. I pushed one.
Let me in. Ooh, somebody ran the light. I saw that camera catch him.
Y'all probably call for y'all. Yeah. All
right. I hope they know their mic
Hello.
Is unmuted.
Hello?
That's some cut.
Oh, yes, I'm here. Ow.
Custom cut.
Yes, I'm here.
Who you coming to run this weekend in Mississippi? On the 11th, I mean.
You talking about the 11th, August 11th?
August 11th in Mississippi. You say you're going to be in Mississippi, right?
Right. I'm aiming to run Mississippi White Boys, the Katrina bike, Serial Killer. I'm just lining them up. I'm not saying I'm going to run all of them, but whoever jumps out there first.
You going to run the Katrina bike with Larissa riding it?
Well, I want to kind of save that race to the end of the day. I want to try to get these little tadpoles first. But if it all comes down to Little Richard on Katrina, yes, I'll run through the
call. Through the call. Bringing 1,000 with y'all?
No, we only...
When you is a tadpole.
Wow, where did that come from? I'm fishing in one pond, you in the other pond now. Let me fish in my pond, okay? Look,
Hey, you in a pond by yourself. Ain't nobody wanna fuck with you with that spur you got.
Look at Sturgeon. Jump back in your other pond, Sturgeon. Answer your question, I will run Katrina with Lil Richard on it. I have no problem
Damn
with
Katrina.
That.
Damn Katrina and Black Sea.
Why are you knocking my hustle, my friend?
Yeah, I just said damn both of y'all, we'll run both of y'all.
I understand it, but we're in Mississippi and you're somewhere else.
I wouldn't give a damn where you was. We would chase you around the world if me.
Well,
tell me
you
don't hear
and
call us
you.
Out and let me run the other way.
I don't feel around the world. I don't came up here. And
hey,
I don't try to read. I mean, but anyway, let me talk to the guy that's talking about Mississippi. I don't run Katrina. You have anything to do with Katrina? Kanye, sir.
So y'all not bringing the 1,000 with y'all, huh?
No, I'm only bringing Black Teaser. That is a Bone Stock 1300 with a slide on it, with nitrous. I'm only bringing Teaser.
You're right. I wouldn't bring up a one turtle either.
But anyway, that Katrina bite, do you have anything to do with that Katrina bite, kind sir?
I'm saying fuck you and Katrina. That's all I said.
Look, Mini-Me, please step to the side, Mini-Me. Let me talk to a guy that's actually talking about racing. Sir, do you have anything to do with Katrina?
Why, was trying to get a bet in?
No, I'm trying to set something up. I'm trying to lock something in with Katrina.
So y'all haven't locked anything in yet?
No, I thought you was the owner of Katrina. You talking like you were, you know, the owner?
No, I'm not talking like I'm on. I was asking you questions. I'm the owner of a Jigsaw 1,070 inches. That's what I'm the owner of, a Grudge 1,000. That's why
okay,
I asked you if I was bringing in the 1,000.
Okay, we're not bringing the 1,000, but we bring the boost and you get the bike tie. I don't even know how your bike looks, but you get the back tie.
I get the back tie. How long your boost is?
You get the back tie, we go off the light.
How long are you?
Man, come on, man.
Oh, I ain't gonna ask you no question. You supposed to just demand what you want.
Okay.
Come on, man.
I'm 72 inches, flat sleeve, nitrous, bone stock booster with black tees on the back. I have dreads.
Let me leave.
I wear size 12
Let
shoes.
Me leave.
You want
Let
me to
me
explain
leave.
Everything? I wear cheap leather
Let
shoes.
Let me leave.
No, you get the back tire.
You want to know how to get now? You want to know anything else about me?
Nah, that's all I need to know.
Okay, you get the bow tie, Mr. Man.
I get.
Yeah, you get the bow tie. We gonna meet each other halfway. You don't get no move. You get the bow tie. You call in there like you a big dog with 1,000.
I need to move.
No.
I need you to give me the move. And I ain't gonna ask for nothing else. Just give me the move.
No, you can
line up side by side. Just give me the move.
I'm giving you the bow tie.
Well, I ain't calling just to argue with you. Well, we can't seem to come to no agreement, so it's all good.
Okay, well, you know what? Find the owner of Katrina and tell him to call me.
I'm a damn sure try to.
Yeah, please, sir. Kind, sir. Please. Honest guy. Honest.
All right.
Okay, thank you, sir. Call again. All
right, man.
Okay, call in and win.
We got a caller, 254-9499. Your mic is unmuted.
Hey, cuz, what's good with you, fellas?
Oh, what's going on, my friend?
Man, I can't call it. I'm like entertaining. It's no thing. This folks, hey, I'm out of Texas, man. I just got a little offer to put on the table for you.
Okay. Let me hear you.
Okay. We got a stock sale group here. Formerly known as the Cat Fight. We're going to Hub City Office 11. We just want to have a little fun, play a little bit. We ain't trying to bet the bank. We like you. You know what I'm saying? We get them at the Disneyland, shake the town one good time, do our thing.
Okay. Are we talking head up race?
Yeah, but damn, we ain't in for the begging and all of that, you know what I'm saying? We just want to put the offer on the table right now, you know what I'm saying? When we get to Hub City, you know,
right?
We can just go ahead and you look at our setup, and we look at your setup, and you go.
He already know they be on here.
Okay. You coming to Hub City August 11th, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you got a flat sleep booth.
No. Street tie.
Okay, but, well, you know, is it a turbo?
No. It's a nitrous bike.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I don't need to see your bike. You got to hit it up right through the quarter. I'm not giving nothing. You're not begging, and I'm not giving. I'm not Santa Claus, brother.
I'm saying. You got to do.
I'm coming to Mississippi. I'm driving 8 hours to y'all. I'm not giving nobody anything, but I am going to get that cat that just called the back tie. But I'm coming over there. I'm coming up there to do heads up races. Black Caesar, special guest, is coming to do heads up races with any of y'all boys over at Mississippi, New Orleans, Texas. It don't matter.
Hey, this is 70-inch tie boots on the game. Stop.
Well, you know what? You got 3 weeks. You got 3 weeks to put some more inches in it and get ready to run me head up.
Okay.
Sounds like it. Okay. I mean, I answer that to the best of my ability. Bro, I'm only doing heads up races. But if I like you and you look all right, I may give you the back tie.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you there around that time, and we'll meet up.
Oh, yes, sir. And you take care of yourself, kind sir.
All right, you too.
All right.
We got another caller at a 252-6560. Your mic is unmuted. Oh, wait. Okay, now it's unmuted. 6560, your mic is unmuted.
Never mind.
Okay. Mike is unmuted. Okay. Okay, Custom Cut.
Who am I speaking with?
Custom Cut.
Who am I talking to?
Who do you think it is?
Oh, honestly. Okay. Okay, yeah, okay. All right.
I've been listening to a lot of your race setups and stuff, you know, all these things going on. You need a secretary or something to, like, literally schedule all of your races. It seems like everybody's after you. How many races do you have set up for Hub City?
None.
Well, from the looks of it, I got at least four options.
At least four options.
Okay, so these aren't confirmed.
They won't lock in with me. I don't know what's the problem. They say I'm slow and I won't race, but nobody's locking up.
Okay.
Nobody's locking up. I mean, do you have any candidates for my secretary? Do you have anybody you want to, you know, throw out there that can be a secretary for me?
Yeah, I got plenty of people.
What about Zion? Can she be one?
She could be one.
Okay, all
she
right.
She could possibly
cool.
be one.
All right.
Yes. All right. Is there anybody on the line that wants to lock in with Custom Cuts in Hub City, August 11th? Lock in? Okay, hold on. We have two callers, 254. Oh, wait, no. Those are the ones that wanted to be unmuted. Okay, yeah. There's nobody.
Wow, I can't believe this.
What kind of Custom Cut ride?
I can't believe this. Nobody don't want to lock in with me, and all I got to do is make a phone call. The money's there.
Hold on. Did somebody just ask what you ride?
I ride a bone stock motor.
I think I heard that.
High booster. With a flat click, 72 inches.
Nitrous bike or all motorbike?
It's a nitrous bike.
How big is your job?
That's it. What now?
How big is your job who's riding?
Well, that would be me, sir. And on race day, right now, I'm 200. But on race day, I'd be 110. I mean, don't ask me how I'm going to do it. That's my secret, but, you know, hey.
All right, well, maybe this might be the lock-in right here. Caller 601-0853, your mic is unmuted. 0853? Hello?
Custom Cut.
Yes, sir.
You
need to speak up. I can't hear you. Hey, what now?
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Listen, I'm. You say you want to talk to the owner, Katrina? It's me.
Oh, okay. What's going on, my friend?
What's going on, brother?
What do you want to do? I mean, I'm not really coming over there to battle with anybody. I just want a simple run with Katrina at the end of the night. No matter what happens at the beginning of the day, I want to run you at the end of the night.
You want to run me at the end of the night? Okay.
Say what now?
We'll lock 25 up on 10.
No. Them kind of numbers, bro, I'm not going to run. I'm not going to travel with that kind of bread.
You want to run for 5? What you want to run for? You tell me what you want to run for.
Listen, we'll lock a grand on 2.
I ain't gonna run my bike for $2,000.
Okay,
so,
well,
yeah,
you know what? Thank you for calling.
Okay,
we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right.
All Border Patrol ran for the.
See, that was simple. I like that.
Yeah.
If all of our calls can go like that, that would be really nice and smooth.
Yeah. Right. You ain't gonna pat the ball on me, brother.
Hey, Custom Cut, I'm with you on that. That don't make no sense, man.
Yeah, why you going to throw a number that high? Come on, who going to travel with 10 Gs? Come on, man.
And you know what? I'm just going to tell you something, Custom Cut. Just keeping it 110. Them grill racers don't want to spend all the money on their bike. They got to be stupid and ignorant, man, because the track's making all the money. They out there testing their bike, making shakedowns for nothing. But don't want to run for $3,000 or $4,000. That's stupid, man. I don't blame you, man. He didn't want to do it with that man. I promise you. It's just tell him, just keep it in the culture.
Yeah, I mean, that was simple. I got to travel. I mean, I got to pay, you know, I pay the cost for my whole team. You know, and I come over there and I bet by my doggone self because ain't nobody going to travel with me. Well, if you come, that's why I'm urging everybody to come to Georgia because if you want to run me, bruh, I'm telling you, I can get at least that kind of money to the track. But if I have to travel, I'm betting by myself. But I guarantee you, if you come to Cecil, if you come to Valdosta, you won't be able to cover the pot. Because I got major supporters around here, bruh.
We coming. That's crazy, man. That's ridiculous. And he ain't going to run nobody.
he ain't gonna run nobody talking about $1,000 on 2,000. Come on. Man, who ain't gonna take that? But you know what? The funny thing about it, the funny thing about it, when I get over there, he gonna run me anyway. Watch what I tell you. I'm gonna make him run me.
Man, I don't travel with nobody like
that. So you gonna be at the hub on the 11th.
I'm gonna be at the hub and I'm gonna call Katrina out off the muscle. I bet he won't come off the truck with me for $1,000. I bet he won't come off. I lose that $1,000 just to see where I'm at. But boy, if I beat him, I'm gonna shit Mississippi down.
Indeed, I heard that.
And you know what? I'm coming regardless.
You couldn't get nothing locked in with prices and tackle boxing. They wouldn't do nothing.
This is the thing. I already got a race locked in with tackle box, but he's not gonna honor that. He's going to little C race. See, but people ain't gonna put no posts up on Psycho Bike about that. How he's trying to wiggle his way out of my lock in. You know, we got $1,000 locked in on $5,000. He's not gonna show up. I'm not gonna get paid. I'm not gonna sweat it. That's cool. But no, ain't nobody gonna back me up on that though.
Is the Katrina owner still on the line? Katrina owner?
Yeah, we listen.
Hey, I got a question for you. If you wanna put up money that big, would you mind coming to Georgia to run?
Nah, that ain't no problem.
Okay.
But somebody, a neutral person, gonna have to hold the money.
Yeah.
We're not gonna go off when you hold your own money. A neutral person gonna have to hold the money.
Okay. So what do you think about that, Custom Cuts?
Yeah, I tell you what, let's do this right here. Now, I hate to schedule it so far down the road, but I feel like at the cup race, we need to get this on. Put your little pro ride on it. We'll lock it in, let somebody hold it, and we'll run for what kind of money you're talking about. And I guarantee you, you ain't going to be able to cover the pop, bro. Not in Georgia.
You better ask somebody.
Here
we go.
I'm not trying to come at you sideways, but I know what I'm talking about when you come to Georgia.
Yeah.
I was straight up with everybody on the radio station. I said, man, I can't cover that kind of part traveling to Mississippi. I can't. But if
we
you come to Georgia,
we're still with.
But if you come to Georgia, I can cover that part.
Well,
Mississippi white boys, can anybody get them on the line? I would like to run them. Now, hopefully they'll run for $1,000.
I don't know if this is them on the line. Oh wait, never mind. They didn't want to talk. Okay.
Hey, do I need to keep Billy Vibes on the line?
Okay, now they want to talk. Okay, 254-9499. Your mic is unmuted.
Custom Cut.
Yes.
This folks say again, man. We'll run you for that $1,000. You said on our back top with your street cop. You got a flat clip. We got a street cop.
A street cop what, my friend?
Booster.
No, you said a 1,000.
No, I said a booster. If I said a 1,000,
wow, I mean, everybody heard you say a 1,000.
Okay, my fault. I said a booster. That's what I meant.
Okay, you got a street tie booster, and you want me to sit on your back tie. I tell you what, you got action for that 1,000. You know what? We'll do this right here. We'll make one shakedown and come back around and do it. And I don't care about no sun. I run my motorcycle any time of the day. So when we get to the track, we agree on the shakedown. We run our shakedown, cool off, and come back around and do it. I don't care
if
it's 1 o'clock.
Can we straight off the train?
Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do, bro. Whatever you want to do, we'll straight off the trailer.
We'll go straight off the trailer. You sit on my back top.
Let's do it then. Let's do it.
Will y'all let somebody hold it off?
No, look, bro, I'm coming to y'all. Ain't no need of me locking in nothing. I will be there.
I'm
if I live,
I,
no lock in. My money good. I ain't tripping about that.
Yeah. You got that stack raise. You got that. I sit on your back tie. And we'll run through the quarter mile. Now, if I get over there, you start trying to argue or something like that, I'm gonna call it off, just like I did in North Carolina. I'm not with the arguing.
Man, once you get in them beans, we ain't worried about none of that.
Okay, well, I mean that's a race, man. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. How y'all say it on? Let's do it, B. Let's do it, B.
That's too easy.
You got
yourself.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I got a question. And my question is, when you lock up money on a grudge race, you basically locking up for travel expenses, right?
I never heard of that.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, I mean, when you locking in a race, you basically, you locking in money, so if you got to the track, you're not out of no money when you go back home.
Right, if the person don't run you, of course. I mean, if the person don't run you, yeah.
Yeah, that's what, all right, that's something. So I'm trying to figure out where these guys coming up with this $5,000 locking in it. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what kind of truck and trailer they pulling to need $5,000 on the locking.
Yeah, that's like crazy. I mean, I can't afford that. I'm not the one to sit here and try to make myself out a big dog. I cannot afford that kind of money like that. But if you come to GA, I can guarantee that. But see, anytime you travel to somebody's backyard, the pot's gonna be bigger for them. But I'd be a fool.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'd be a fool to get on the road with 10 C's and get pulled over by the law. No. No, that's crazy. I won't do it. And I'm definitely not going to get on a radio station and say I'm bringing 10 G's and somebody crack me across my head and take it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see, you know, our lock is, man, we just make sure we can get our money back that we invest in case we come and don't do a raise. I'm just figuring out, you know, where it costs people, you know, more than $1,500 to go to any track.
Right, right. Yeah, and look how much money I spent to go to North Carolina. I spent close to $2,000, and I didn't get no race. I didn't get no race. I tried, but I didn't get one. But I'm coming to Mississippi, and I'm going to give Mississippi what they want. I'm going to give them a real good race.
All right, 678-0353, your mic is unmuted. I believe that's out of Georgia. 678.
Hey, this is Scott with Leonidas.
Hey.
Me and the cheetah bike trying to see if it's going to be in all motor boosters down at Little Three Race and at Reynolds.
Oh, is that your phone acting up?
That ain't me.
I'm sorry, could you repeat what you said?
I said, this is Scott with Leonidas.
Okay.
The Reynolds race, we want to see if any all motor boosters is going to be there.
There ain't gonna be any all motor boosters at Reynolds.
I know Willie Brown and Cheetah Bike supposed to be out there. That's all motor bike.
Willie Brown and me.
Hey Scott, yes, just Frank.
Hey, what's up, Frank?
What's happening with you?
Man, I can't call it.
Hey, tell Willie we'll try something with my bike. 71
in
street top, right?
Ain't no motor,
street
ain't on the motor, though.
Yeah,
Willie? Yeah,
on street top,
all motorbike.
Right, it's a street top. It's not all motorbike.
It's street top.
Yeah, it's not
all motorbike that anybody got.
I got a baby in the background.
Everybody can't talk all at one time. Don't be quiet, man.
I swear that's not me.
Hey, Scott.
Huh?
Hey, Scott, I tell you what. Y'all get the kids. Just call. You and Willie, just call.
We'll call you when we get off here, yeah.
Right. Hey.
Anybody else? Any other takers?
Hit one if you want. If you have an all-motor booster. For Reynolds, press 1 to talk.
Scott, can I ask you a question? This is Custom Cuts.
Yeah.
Okay, at one point in time, I used to look at your bike on the internet, and I said, man, this guy runs anybody. He's strong. But why are you limiting yourself now to only running all motor boosters? I want to run Leonidas. I mean, in Georgia. Why are you limiting yourself now? I looked at you as a big dog in the game, as a Ric Flair in the game, but now you look like, you know, Eddie Guerrero.
I know. Okay, well, I tell you what. Let's get in that 8 miles. I can't fight that Nitus on the other side. How about that?
You ran
Jeffro in the eighth, so go on and get Leo some of that 8 mile action.
No, I ran Tootie in the eighth. I ran Tootie in the eighth with Nitus.
You thought you ran through it in the eighth.
Okay, well, however you want to call it. However you want to call it. I mean, but
that's great.
I'd be willing to run you an eighth.
Okay, well, let's do the 8 mile then.
Okay.
But it won't be on the 11. It won't be on the 11.
It's going to have to be at Twig.
It don't matter.
Can we do it at Twig?
We can do it at Twig. We can do it at Valdosta. It don't matter. 8 mile. You got action.
Ooh, that's his phone, ain't it?
Yeah. I mean, what can I do for you to run me in the quarter mile? Can I give you the back tire and kind of, you know.
You got a nice bike.
Yes. Yes.
Let me get out of there with Leo. You know that quarter mile with a nitrous. Nitrous is gonna run that. Gonna run out there now. But 8 mile, I give you all the hell you want.
Yeah, you're right. So you really think you really do know I got a fast bike?
I know you got a bike.
Don't insult me on the airways like this. Do you know I have a fast bike?
I know you got a bike. That's all I know.
Wow.
Is that making
rain day still on September 29th?
Yeah, that's September 29th.
You guys want to run on September 29th at Macon? 8 miles?
You want to do it? You want to do
eight
it tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, you know, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about,
that.
A lock-in. That's what I like to do.
Yeah, let's do it.
8 miles.
Let's go ahead and do this. Let's just
mark your calendar,
you know,
September 29th.
Let's go ahead, Frank.
8 miles.
Mm-hmm.
8 mile.
I'm going to
get them flyers ready.
8 mile and Custom Cut, when I get my 1,000 tested, I'll run you in the quarter mile with my 1,000.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, you know, that. Let's don't talk about
it.
We can do that at Valdosta?
Yeah, we can do it at Valdosta.
Oh, yeah, I love to eat 1,000 down there. Yeah, we definitely can do that. But let's talk about tweets now. Are you willing to give over the crown?
But that,
I ain't gonna give none. You got to take it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm gonna give you none. You gonna earn every bit of that.
Okay, but
Dave Norris on it.
Dave Norris.
You need to put Dave Norris on it.
You know, do another man wear my shoes during the day? No, I never put nobody on my motorcycle. If that's the case, I'd get out and go play.
Well, I just got word that you said Dave Norris was going to ride your bike if we run the quarter mile.
Dave Norris? Ooh. Ain't nobody. Somebody told you a lie.
I just got a phone call now. So somebody lying. They on the line, but they lying.
Look, what's the name of my motorcycle? Black Caesar.
Black Caesar.
It's only going to be somebody black on my motorcycle.
Jesus.
Believe that, buddy.
We got a caller, 717-2592. Your mic is unmuted.
Thank you.
2592, your mic is unmuted.
Yo, is Alex there?
Alex Bud Light? Nah, he's off.
Hey, Daddy.
Were you able to get it?
Yo.
Hey, Cap.
Yo.
You know who this is, right?
Move
nah,
move.
Who's it?
It's one bad PHX or 1000. What's going on?
Hey, you're in the way. You shouldn't even be on this conversation.
Hey, I ain't in the way. The bike will be down there. We're going to definitely do it this week.
Can we do it first shakedown?
110%
right off the
sure. I ain't got no problem
first
with
shakedown,
that.
The
bike
right
will be
trail.
Down there. No problem, brother.
It might be getting too hot, too.
I ain't got no
first
problem with
down.
That.
The
bike
right
will be
the
down there. Yeah, we could do that right off the trailer.
Damn.
My bike will be right over there with Alex and them.
I'll be waiting.
I'll be sending the bike. And, brother, I wish you luck in every race you do. And my money's on you. You got that. I'm gone.
Yeah, I was about to cry on that race. Man, y'all bringing tears to my eyes, man.
Got to.
Man, that sounds like something. Man, that sounds like a funeral.
You were reading a script, wasn't
wow. That was deep.
Get to the point. We get to the point. We can't be BSing like most of you guys do on the site.
Wow, that was deep, man. I'm going to get you to speak at a funeral or something. Good gracious. Man.
With Custom Cut. 8 Mile, me and you.
Say what now?
8 Mile, me and you.
Look at here, Scott. You can ride your little chopper to the track with your little half a helmet on, and we can do it in tweaks. That's cool. That's cool. You're
paying that much attention to you, so I don't know what you had on or what you wearing. So, you really didn't matter.
No, keep talking. See, you're trying to be sleek. But anyway, you got race. Man, we can do it. We can do it.
Like that?
Yeah.
Damn.
Depending on how bad I beat you in the eighth, it's going to determine what I'm going to do to you in the quarter. So make sure you pull your pants up right that day. And put on a tight belt, because we sure going to be doing some sticking.
On the armor down. Do we have any more callers that won't return this
week? We actually have a caller, 919-3356. Your mic is unmuted.
Who you think it is, then?
Alex Jay Light.
Hey, Allie, y'all ain't got Charlie Murphy ready yet?
No. Well, we got Sam Cooley
ready.
He
need to get it ready. Then he come see that cheetah.
I mean, you know how we do, man. I mean, you got to hey, look. If you go to the damn store, all the chitlins gone. You gonna grab some damn chitlin loaf.
Hey,
you gotta take what you can get.
I got Leo old motor for sale if y'all want a good motor that'll get you down the track.
Crazy.
That's the only way y'all gonna go fast, get something I got. Fresh too.
Yeah,
fresh.
You keep on bugging
that. Alex.
Fred, that way y'all can go on and stretch out.
Yeah.
Alex, do you run the Charlie Murphy Racing Facebook page?
Yeah.
You run that?
That's
no, do you run that page?
No, hell no, that's Jeff.
Okay.
That's the dude on the pipe.
Okay, just a second. Go ahead.
Oh, that's Jeff page, but we've been wanting to get in Leo ass anyway. We don't, man. We ain't getting no damn line.
When y'all want to get in?
Damn.
When y'all want to get in Leo?
You gonna run cousin? Cause you might as well run out.
I mean, when y'all want to get in Leo?
We've been waiting for three hours.
With Charlie Murphy.
Hey, man, we ain't got no Cheetos or Cheetos. We ain't never done about now one of them.
But just bring, and then where Cranky at? Somebody need to get Cranky them on the phone, because Cheetah want them.
Oh, Greg already said, that's Willie Brown, ain't
it?
Greg, yeah. He's been his ass. Hey, Lil C called Greg to try to set that up. And Cranky them said they'll come if they lock in. So you need to tell him
your old motor that you took off and that first motor you sold in ain't passing.
How y'all figure out I sold so many motors, took off motors, and gave see Willie, there they go with that bullshit.
Get him the second motor. The first motor ain't working.
Go with the bullshit again.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you the truth. And this is word on my mama. Which I don't like the bitch no way, but we were going to talk this motherfucking ass up, buddy.
Who?
Keep on thinking about the one going on top of you.
Who, me?
Know what we are locked in, too.
Murphy was going
to be. Hey, look, just because you go to the shop and get that big ass deal, that don't mean you're going to win that week. Don't think this is mine for nothing.
We got two more callers. 205-1708.
Willie
want to
try y'all.
Mike is unmuted. 901-5492. Your mic is unmuted.
911! Who called ambulance? Oh.
I said 901.
Oh, 901. I'm sorry.
901 and 205. Your mic is unmuted.
Get back, girl.
205. I hope this lab attack.
Hey,
last four, 1708.
Is the Peter Bike going to lock in?
What's that?
Is that Cheetah Bike gonna lock in?
Who we talking to?
They wanted to know was Cranky gonna the Cheetah Bike was looking for Cranky trying to lock in.
Uh-oh. You're on the line. You got a fix on the line.
It's locked
but,
in.
Hey, look.
Hey. Now they ain't talking. Yeah, Cheetah said he want to lock in.
Yeah, these days, when we get him a
ain't nobody talking there. I said, Dave Cheetah want to lock in. They hit me with
it. Yeah, they hit.
Hey, ma'am, can you tell them that Cheetah want to lock in?
But I promise you. Hey, Scott, I promise you. When I get off this damn phone, I'm calling Greg in the morning.
You ain't got that. Call Greg right, nigga. Call Greg right, nigga. Call Greg right.
I'm calling in the morning. Hey, look, let me tell you something about a wolf ticket. That motherfucker will sell.
Shit, right,
I got a whole lot of them right back there laying on my dresser now. You can't do a damn thing with them when you buy them.
No, he really
ain't buying no more of them
up.
Motherfucking wolf tickets.
But he really want to rank crank it. Ain't no wolf ticket.
Let's see. We're going to see. We're gonna see. Willie, Jim Brown, James, all in the back of the
same. Yeah. Hey, have y'all tried to run?
He come way down there and didn't run straight off the trail.
Hold on. Has Alex. Have y'all tried to run Jeffro from that 1,000 with Crank?
Jeffro. You better ask Jeffro. I don't give a fuck about a Jeffro or an Afro. Believe that after what I told him and watch him lag with his flip flops on.
Nitrous bike.
We don't fuck around. We fuck straight up and down. You think we going to draw the bins to the track? What the fuck you going to do with that there? We don't go get it, we come with it. Which we would come to the bike.
I just asked you a simple question. Have y'all tried to run Jeffro with Crank?
You asked Jeffro. Ain't you closer to him than me? Jeffro had a nice button down shirt. Hanging out. Get him on the phone. And watch what he's doing. This mouthy ass nigga said he don't give a fuck about a Jeffro or an Afro. Watch what he do. Nigga, he was on a killing spree. We trying to kill everything walking. You seen any snakes flying across the road? We're going to run over their ass, too. Leo.
Yeah, I'm here.
We ain't giving a damn about your ass. We been wanting to get you. I heard you got a Nigel 1000.
I don't know how to get you. I've been wanting y'all to get.
I don't think
you're coming. Alex, I put my old Mustang on there and whoop y'all.
And then all that money. What you want?
God damn.
It's hard time now.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good ride, motherfucker. Hey, Leo. Why do you think you had us whooped? Because you had a 120-pound ride? Put that big man on that motherfucker watch this summer's act like his freak's locked up. Yeah, that's what I be trying to tell y'all. Look, so-called fast guy with these 88-pound, 120-pound riders. Come like us, and watch you be a distant speed bump.
That's
right. Right on this side.
Y'all liable to go down the track. Y'all liable to blow something.
Quincy.
Y'all liable to go down the track. Y'all liable to blow up. You don't blow
up.
Oh,
I hear Cranky.
Can we really talk about something that really means something? I get tired of all this yabba, 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 yabba.
I knew you had to come back.
I mean, you know, we got Willie Brown on the phone. We got Scott. We got Alex Bud Light.
Hey, Custer.
What's going on,
my
friend?
What did I tell Jeff Roy Rockham? They ran over. We got a flat click 1000. And I don't give a damn who you going to get. We over here ready to kill something.
Right.
Bring Jeff Roy over. He come over there. He come here at the time with his damn black ass toes hanging out.
Yeah.
He ended up drinking beer with us. He said, I was crazy.
I love to call him Mighty Joe.
Or casino. Let's get it.
Yeah, I love to call Jeff Roy Mighty Joe. Mighty Joe Young.
And to be for real, she called hell with Cat Daddy.
Ooh.
He called hell with Cat Daddy. But look, we don't give a damn about no Cat Daddy.
Break that little lightweight plastic bike.
Supposed
to act like it's a goddamn street bike with no headlight in it. Had a fake headlight in it. Y'all ain't fooling nobody. That man ran over the top. Y'all can't run with that boy, so y'all might leave him alone. With a street bike, getting the brake and everything, just on them steel went on the other side.
My bike got a headlight, tail light, everything in it. And I'll run Jeffro back again. He come to Maryland this weekend. I'll run him this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Put Jeffro on the phone.
In fact,
y'all want to do that with Jeezy too, don't you? Because Jeezy say y'all want to do the same raid with him with his street side bike.
Tell Jeezy I'll fuck him up this weekend.
Let me put Jeezy on the phone.
You got a dog dead and a cat dead.
You talking
to the wrong one, man.
You got
the right one.
You got a pay from us in the eighth yet.
I thought it was like
the highest.
It's a nip.
I don't know about the 8th mile, Adam.
Hey, but you got away from with that day. You fucked up on a magic bike, man. Let us box it. If you let us put a spider in the bike, we'll come fight head up.
They got
food. Who on the bike?
We'll fight like a man.
Look, all right, ain't nobody locked in.
I got G's on the phone, so he can negotiate his own raise through that one.
This
guy, I'm on here with these cats. I guess it's Sean J and them bikes. Talking about they'll run over you. What'd you say you'll do to him?
I'll fuck G up.
That's what
I said.
He got real quiet. G's went on the phone. At first, now G's on the phone. What'd you say?
I said the same shit. I fuck GZ up.
Who is this right
there? It's Cat.
That's all right, brother. That's motivation for them. Cat, daddy.
Turn it on.
If I had some blinkers on there, some turns,
some
I'd blast the motherfuckers on you.
They talk big shit if we get on the phone, Jesus.
No, I can't hear him, though.
Y'all got that race car out there. Whenever I come to the track, I ain't going to be there this weekend.
Oh, y'all ain't coming up this weekend?
Nah. I got some family I got to do. See what happened. I was talking to everybody, and they were telling me it was the last weekend of the month. So I got to go to Miami on, like, Friday morning.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Everybody was telling me that, and then I say, you know, Snow called me, he was like, man, you go to race this week? I was like, nah, you bullshit.
Yeah, that's cool. We can do a next race, though. We can definitely do it, though.
Yeah.
We got about four minutes and 30 seconds left in the show.
God. What, on the radio show?
God.
Yeah.
We got 4 minutes left of the show, so I'm going to go ahead and start with our sponsor. So give us a second.
Mickey Thompson is home to tires and carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson performance tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam moly tubing for optimal results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Hey, Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We have about 2 minutes left of the show, so I just wanted to bring you on, see if there's anything.
Well, Erica, you know what? The way you had all that long, curly-ass hair hanging out of him, don't hurt yourself on that thing and come to the race and watch me kick custom ass. We'll ride the back on our golf cart. We got a system on it.
What race are you in?
We're gonna kick custom ass. Hey, look, and Scott, don't even worry about him. Kobe them don't even like his ass no more. He ain't gonna never run again.
You know what? All I'm gonna say when I get finished beating you, Alex, is
go.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna take it. But don't let me win, cause I got some new shit I'm gonna do.
You don't want to run with me. You don't want to run with me.
You say Kobe don't like me no more.
You gonna pull? Now no better than the shit I do. I love to have fun.
Did Alex say Kobe them didn't like me no more?
Hell no. They don't like your ass. But look, cause we told Gary we had the bike at Rock Hands. Yeah. And you know he said, I don't know. We don't even know that guy. We ain't seen the bike in 2 years. Cause they talk shit about you, though. I'm telling you the truth,
they were supposed to say. They said what I told them to say.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I don't give a damn. I don't like Gary no damn way.
Hey, Alex, when you gonna set one of them
hey.
Damn
big
tens on the back town line against me?
Oh,
who is this? It's Jeezy. You know how I talk to niggas. Set the back
tire. Hey. Oh, you gonna give me the back tire on Mac Daddy?
Huh?
We got a big team named Mac Daddy. We got Daddy Mac and Mac Daddy.
Talk to everybody then. Bye. Mm-hmm.